Hey, welcome to Featured Creatures.
I am new special interest Alan.
I am Alex.
And I'm not Garrett.
Whoa.
It's a mirror universe Garrett. He has less facial hair. A very, very old-fashioned clean-cut haircut. That's interesting.
What? You're right.
Parted on the left, it's wild.
Evil Universe Chef is a skinny white insurance salesman.
Again, I think you're setting yourself up for the return. I think you're gonna like it, but yeah, you have to power through for that third episode.
I mean, I'll be honest, like I loved Twin Peaks, but I always describe it as it's the best show with like the worst 30 seconds ever. Like that's what it is. It's really great until the it's super interesting, and the last 30 seconds are just, they're more disappointing than socks for Christmas.
Yeah. No, I think this will do it. I mean, that's the thing. Even if you could just stop before the final episode and it's the happy ending.
That's true, actually. It's kind of wild.
Yeah. I liked it when I watched it.
You're gonna like the third one here.
I mean, look, I have no qualms with spoiling a show that's existed for more than, like, almost 30 years at this point.
No, it took me 8 years to get to this part for this 30-year thing. I've been very slow.
No, I just mean the original show. Like, I don't, you know, people, you know. I also think it's kind of like JoJo, where, like, you kind of can't spoil it. Like, so much of it is the journey. It kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No. I mean, that's the thing, is, like, it's got big Valencia energy. Like,
oh,
I think
I'm hooked now.
That's the thing, is like, it is very importantly relatable if you've known Valencia, if you know anyone that your parents may or may not be tertially invested with the mob. It's all there.
Yeah, like David's dad.
No, exactly. There's a lot of this thing has something for us. This is our show. It was not made for the people who want to live in the 90s.
There are plenty of shows based on Santa Clarita, and
this is a very specific,
like,
vibe.
Weeds. Weeds, like,
Desperate Housewives, Cougar Town.
This is the real Santa Clarita. This is like...
Oh, the soft white underbelly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see.
No, it's too real.
Mac and Me, also big Valencia energy.
No, see, but that's, I mean, that is real Santa Clarita. That is there.
I mean, same thing with, like, and I mean, I guess some of this is just, like, kind of the general, like, late 70s SoCal... anyway, but like E.T., Poltergeist, like a lot of that stuff, the SoCal expansion, suburbia,
yeah. And the real alien truth, that's why I'm into it.
That's true. That, like, Santa Clarita, definitely a hot spot for UFO activity, for sure.
See one, actually. Oh, that'll be a story for later.
So you want to get to today's weird ass monster?
Yes.
I mean, I wanted to tell UFO stories, all the UFOs we've seen out here, but we'll cover this monster, the profunctory monster, before we discuss UFOs.
Today's creature, not deer.
Uh-oh. Okay. That's why you're not Garrett.
I think I've seen this guy.
The not deer.
Wait, sorry. With a K or with an N?
N-O-T.
Okay.
Isn't deer.
Tangled mess of cable.
Is it?
Exactly.
Not deer.
Okay. <Thank you. laughs>
What if Borat made the monster? The creature is not deer.
What is this? That's not a deer.
The not deer is said to inhabit the Appalachian Mountains, with most sightings being in the state of Tennessee. The animal is characterized as looking like a normal deer, but upon closer inspection, it becomes apparent that something is off with its anatomy and behavior.
It's like an AI-generated deer.
Yes.
It's a glitch in the Matrix.
You know, that is one of the things I'm thinking about with these AI models that are getting more boring, is they'll never make an angry polygon grass anymore.
Yeah,
it'll just look like a bad CG render.
Polygonal grass is still one of my favorites.
Polygonal grass. That's a real monster, honestly.
Yeah, we covered that one.
No, I don't mean like real as in it, like it exists. I mean real as in a measure of its severity, I guess.
Oh, okay.
You know, like that's a real problem. Like that's a real deer. That's a real monster.
Well, the not deer is...
I'm real hungry.
Oh, I am also real hungry.
I am too.
But I'm getting sushi later.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool. You getting not deer sushi? Or rather, not sushi?
No, well, I'm going to get sushi and not sushi.
I see.
Wait, how many things are not deers? Everything?
Well, the not deer is described as looking like a deer from a distance, but as one looks at it longer or gets closer, something about it is off. Their movements are described as being like that of a newborn deer, but appearing as an adult. Some accounts suggest the creature is double-jointed or has additional joints in its limbs. The limbs are described as longer than that of a deer, and the chest is very barrel-like. The way it moves is said to be aggressive compared to other deer. The most defining feature, however, is that not deer do not have eyes on the side of their heads, but rather front-facing eyes like a predator.
Yeah, they have binocular vision.
Just like them fucking raptors.
Yep.
This distinction is usually the first thing noticed as off. A few accounts involve multiple eyes, though most do not.
Wait, most do not?
Yep.
As in not?
As in not.
Most do not.
Now that I have to add that to the soundboard.
Yeah, when I say not, put that in.
What do I have
people
now?
Know the emphasis I meant.
This creature is deer not.
Give me a number 1 through 4.
7. 7.
So, okay, 3, got it.
6. No, not the X-Files.
Other common outliers to the typical account involve describing the head as bovine.
That is not a deer, yeah.
That is... not deer are said to not be afraid of humans.
Really? They're very friendly.
It's a deer with a moose attitude.
Yeah, that is true.
Those who encounter them say they have an uneasy feeling that there is an intelligence and emotion about them that furthers the feeling that something is off.
Okay.
I thought there was going to be something else, but... the not deer will gently approach humans, and it's because of this that the odd movements are noted. Despite... I hate that word. Despite encounties.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, nope. Yeah, get it out of here.
I'm taking my chances with a not deer. I don't want it.
Despite encounties feeling off, the creature has only been reported to attack if provoked, such as when an accountee tries to scare them off.
So this is just a normal, cool guy.
Some accounts of such involve being chased up a tree by the not deer. The not deer may walk on its hind legs for a bit, as some animals may do, in order to intimidate or attempt to reach individuals who are chased up trees.
So it can shapeshift into the Fresno Nightcrawler?
I mean, it just stands up into the caramel creature.
Oh my good. The idea of a deer walking on its hind legs is because that would make it very big.
First of all, it's a deer that is so sick of your shit that it gets on its hind legs.
Just like, gets up.
It's like, all right, I was fucking playing around, but...
Yeah, I'm into that.
You scared away, and it says, no, I'm going to show you the meaning of scared.
The not deer accounts are primarily found on Reddit.
Oh, okay, never mind. It's completely false. But, Reddit made a monster. Nothing to see here, folks.
But after
all
getting...
it takes to be a cryptozoologist, say a cryptozoologist. Let's go.
But after getting attention, swept in... Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. But after getting attention, seeped in recent years to TikTok and other sites, usual sightings are on roads, such as a case of driving alone on a motorcycle. Hold on, what? Is it on a motorcycle?
Oh, this thing is...
Oh, no. Okay.
It stands on its hind legs and it rides a motorcycle.
Just revving up with its hoof.
And it's from Reddit.
Doing donuts in your front yard, ruining your grass.
And seeing it on the road by itself. Yeah, it's just people seeing them in TikTok videos and stuff.
Wow. I mean, I think this might just be people who have never seen a deer existing in real life.
No. I've seen a deer. That is not a deer.
Oh, no.
And that's how it happened.
Maybe you're right.
Not deer.
That MF is not deer.
Not deer encounters are suggested by skeptics to be encounters with deer who have birth defects, causing unusual walking patterns and head shape. The feelings reported by those who claim to have encountered not deers are thought to have been a result of isolation, sleep deprivation, and other factors.
That's true.
You've been alone too long, you don't get enough sleep, so you think that deer is going to kill you.
I mean, yeah, that actually seems pretty spot on.
I think this is a very important designation we may need to retroactively apply.
An alternative to the deformed deer explanation is that in counties, I hate that word.
Is this a new site you're on?
No.
Oh, let's hope this does not catch on.
I'm just going to, anytime I come across that, I'm going to go with the alien word experiencers.
Yeah, I got it.
I just had an experience.
Is that experiencers stumble upon deer suffering from the early stages of chronic wasting disease, a.k.a. the zombie deer syndrome. CWD is also being suspected as a possible source of modern-day Wendigo sightings, which tend to express a deer's skull face. In regards to chronic wasting disease, the first sign of the illness is difficulty in movement. A follow-up sign is a change in behavior, which includes listlessness, tremors, and nervousness. Excessive salivation and increased water intake follow. The deer loses their fear of humans and looks utterly confused. After the wasting begins, and those who favor this explanation for the not deer suggest that the accounts of double joints or multiple jointed legs are merely of legs that have lost some of their internal tissue, allowing the lower leg to swing slightly in either direction. Some suggest that multiple eyes are misidentification of open lesions.
Oh, wait, multiple eyes? Was that mentioned? No. I just, like, spaced out?
Yes, it was.
I don't remember that.
Alan and I back both to, been back in isolation
to the,
too long.
The last part of the description. A few accounts involve having multiple eyes, though most do not.
Okay.
And then Alan made a comment about not.
That's what happened.
Okay, I was too hooked on Borat references, so.
Same.
I guess I missed out.
I'm sorry to the experiencers for mentioning claims.
So there's some fun art here. There's one that looks like it's supposed to be like video footage, but it's clearly a painting of some deer with like just sharp teeth.
Okay.
Let's see. Not deer. Oh. I like the first image. It's just a
photoshopped wolf face onto a deer.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, see, that would actually be scary, though.
Oh, no, this one. This third one. This guy looks very confused.
Now, let me click on this.
Yeah, look at the image. Not my phone. Hold on.
Oh, never mind. That's way too long. I was going to go to, there was a link to Reddit, like r/notdeerstories, but it was longer than this wiki article.
No, we're not doing that.
Wow.
That's the not deer.
Wow.
I mean, I like the idea. Yeah. I see a screenshot from somebody's TikTok of an eight-limbed deer. Like, they just doubled up all the limbs and gave it several eyes.
That's weird. Oh, some comments.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, cool. Okay. This is where the real science is at.
I'm on all the experience.
Could be a cryptid. But I think a lot of sightings could be explained as deer infected with chronic wasting disease. Oh, you read the page.
It was the most, just absolute most milquetoast, like contributes nothing. I agree with the, it's like when you're in class and you just, I agree with what the professor said.
I'm pretty sure I've seen one of these before in the woods behind my house. And now I'm scared to death, but also kind of want to find one.
No. But they're going to say not.
Crap.
Kind of do not want to find one.
Crap, the deer escaped containment.
What, somebody's doing their SCP Foundation RP.
Oh, and then here's a comment to that one. Wow, yeah, no, it's just...
It's absolute baloney.
Yeah.
You're really struggling with this one, Garrett. How long is this? You're trying to summarize this.
No, I skipped it. I don't... It's just them role-playing SCP bullshit.
I told you. I smell it a million miles away. So the real question is, since we have not deer, why don't we have not hippo?
Okay, so speaking of not hippo, and then just circling back to hippo, I've been playing some the Elden Ring DLC.
Yes.
They added hippos.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like a problem.
First time you encounter one, it's like a boss, and then once you get to the next level after that castle, it's...
just a regular enemy.
Yeah.
Typical.
It's a hippo that grows hair.
Oh, wow.
When you say hair, you mean like as just like an aspect of its ecology, or like as a mechanic during the fight?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, hello?
I'm still here. I'm listening. I'm too busy being petrified of the hippo with the hair.
Well,
are the hippos
let's,
in the room, Garrett?
Let's switch to another thing, another cryptid, because this one is really, really short.
Okay. Let's switch it up. I always want to see what's going on.
The Kyoto Mothman.
Uh-oh.
Kyoto Mothman is a cryptid reported from Kyoto, Japan.
Okay. Go on.
Around 8 a.m. on an April morning in 2011, a toy producer named Ryo Anzai casually took a series of photos in the sky. When he checked the photos, he found what appeared to be a black flying creature in them. He was able to guess its movement from the series of photos, but it was moving in a very strange way. Cryptid researcher Bintaro Yamaguchi's colleague, Sandayu Kuromatsu, pointed out the connection to a yokai called Taimatsu Maru. End of article.
Okay.
But now I have to Google Taimatsu Maru.
I like that we had a short monster, so we did a shorter monster. I'll fill it up. I did a show and all the moths came out for me. It was pretty nice.
Fuck yeah, dog.
So you are the Mothman.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I've been accused of. It's pretty nice. I didn't tell anyone like about the disaster that was going to happen, but...
there was no disaster warning.
Well, I mean, you know, someone tripped and fell. I probably should have told them.
Yeah, I agree, actually.
There was
probably
dog do on the hiking trail, which I did warn people of.
The classic IRL watch the poop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, speaking of random stuff you find on the street, near my office, for some reason, like, my office is over on Flower, and, like, frequently during my lunch, I'll, like, walk somewhere for lunch, I often see watermelon on the street.
Ah.
Like, and not just, like, somebody, like, threw some water, like, someone in the area.
Slices?
Yes. Is, like, cutting watermelon into slices and just leaving it on, like, the street. Not like it, just like on the sidewalk in like various spots, like they're leaving it out as an offering or something. And I never see anybody carrying it or any animals eating it or anything like that. So I don't know.
The Burbank trail cam.
It may be. I mean, I know they have coyotes over there because I see signs of like, don't feed the coyotes.
But do they like watermelon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there's the witch wolf.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. Like maybe it's somebody just like leaving out, because there is like a... like a what do you call that? Like a
Okay. So the best I can do for finding it is I found a picture that was labeled it on Wikipedia,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like it's just a fiery bird.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to find an article that picture is used on, and it's just for someone's artwork.
Ah.
The artwork is called The Illustrated Bag of 100 Random Demons.
That is a very Southeast Asian name.
Or A Horde of Haunted Housewares.
Ooh, I like that one. The crazy alliteration.
Yeah, it looks like it's just a bird on fire.
This bird is on fire.
Holy shit.
It's just Alicia Keys.
Will never come out.
It's never going to have no crunching in the free world.
Well, we keep adding new jams, so it's
that's
like...
true. That's true. Posthume. It'll go Tupac style once we're all dead.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Well, can the not deer beat a hippo?
Well, I mean, what's the conflict even look like? Right, like, what are the weapons the not deer has? Like, it trees people. That's it.
Yeah. It's
like
just,
regular deer it's armament.
Just, it's just a deer with front-facing eyes and weird legs.
I mean, I'm saying at best it can escape the hippo because it can see it coming. At best.
I mean, it's got predator eyes, not prey eyes, so it doesn't have as good of a range of vision anymore.
Well, that's probably true, and it doesn't have any kind of flight instinct, so if there were a conflict, no, it would die.
Yep.
It can't beat it, for sure.
I agree.
It's planned to not lose.
Negative.
Let's just look up videos of gazelle and hippos and see.
Yeah, they probably do alright. Never mind, actually.
Oh god, no. Oh god, no.
Oh no, I gotta see what this is about.
Yeah, plenty of predators probably do
Alan,
well against,
I didn't look anything up.
we just know how that has gone in the past.
No, I knew it was gonna be bad, but I just thought we were seeing like evisceration.
Nope, I just pretended.
We were doing a bit for the show.
Ah yes, I forget this is the show.
Not
real life.
Plug-amendations?
Plug-amendations. You know, recently, I've been reading a lot of Stephen King, or at least trying to. And I love to watch the TV mini series based on his works, because they range from pretty good to unbelievably bad. And I watched, to be fair, the TV movie for Salem's Lot that he worked on in the 70s is good, and the one from like 2009 is unbelievably terrible. So I've joked about this a lot to people, but like, I can't imagine that somebody read Salem's Lot and was like, you know what we need to do? We need to somehow adapt Salem's Lot into commentary on the Iraq War. And like, I feel like that just doesn't work at all, and was a mistake. But all of this to say that I recently watched Rose Red, and I thought it was pretty good. I actually really liked the setting and the characters. So, you know, that's my plugmanation. Hop on Hulu or something, because I think it's streaming on Hulu, and watch Rose Red, because I thought it was pretty good.
All right.
Alan?
Oh, yeah. It's probably going to be Moths.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. It's Moths or, you know, just it took me 8 years, but I saw The Return, season 3, Twin Peaks, and I like it. It's the only thing I've liked in a long time.
Hell yeah.
It's worth just gotta slog through those first two episodes. I promise.
Where's it streaming?
Pirating.
I like piracy. It was on Hulu, I think.
Somewhere.
I'll find it.
Somehow we'll experience it. I will take you at your word, Alan, and I will give it a shot.
Because that subplot, like, you can tell it's what he's always wanted to make, and no one would let him do it. It's like,
okay.
I don't know if I'll reveal too much, but
I get that. That's why I was so excited for Death Stranding.
Oh yeah, no, it's the same vibe. It's
and
like,
I'm even more excited for Death Stranding too, because I think it's even less people telling him no.
Man, I still haven't played the first. I gotta play it.
Now that
I was holding out all those years ago to buy those like extra leftover special editions.
Do you want to borrow a copy?
No, I mean, I'll pick it up soon. Like, I think. Oh, it comes with, like, a BB and, like,
a huge box.
And a statue, like, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. No, I thought it was, like, even more, like, Amazon deliveries.
No, they were, for some reason, they were, like, super clearance, like, a year after the game came out. You could find them for, like, $80.
I kept meaning
to pick one up, and I just didn't.
It's almost as if people were heavily dissatisfied with the future.
I just think people didn't want to take the gamble of paying $200 for.
Yeah, because it was super expensive when it came out. Like, I think they thought, oh, yeah, it's like Kojima's game. Like, people will come out for that. And they made way too many.
I mean, I almost got a second one, too.
I was very tempted. If I had actually had a job at the time, I would have just pulled the trigger on the spot.
Yeah.
But I was broke.
I can't remember if last time I plugged the band Wolves of Glendale.
You plugged it to me. But I don't think you plugged it on the show.
It is
Man on a Mission, and they had the masks, but they didn't have the masks. Oh, they did.
Yeah. Wolves of Glendale is a comedy band that I recently heard of on a podcast, and I love every single song they have. And my favorite song of theirs, a couple days ago, the music video came out on their YouTube. The song's called Ricky, and I love it so very much. All their songs are good. So check out Wolves of Glendale. You can find them on Spotify also.
To no one's surprise, my favorite song was, I think it was called In Love with a Ghost.
Olivia?
Yeah, Olivia. Yes, that's what it's called, yes.
I also love Olivia. You gotta sacrifice a puppy for love.
It's a very small price to pay. That's all I'm saying.
They on their merch page, they have like pins and sweaters with that on it.
That's funny.
All right. All you need to do to be a cryptozoologist is say you're a cryptozoologist.
Nah. Lower her Borat is the theme of